Sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon across interior New York and New England, still with a developing southerly breeze. Temperatures should have no problem reaching at least the lower and probably in some cases even the middle 40s by the end of the day. Cloudy skies tonight, and with a system shearing off to our south off of the mid-Atlantic coast, there's a good chance that showers in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England during the overnight period. There'll also be some showers as far north as I-90, with temperatures across the region dropping back into the lower and middle 30s. As this system pushes off the eastern seaboard tomorrow, we'll have a return to sunshine and the developing westerly wind, increasing at times up to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures once again will be back into the lower and middle 40s. High pressure will dominate the weather on Thursday and Friday. Somewhat cooler air in place, still in the upper 30s, with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday afternoon and partly sunny skies Friday, pushing it back into the lower 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a storm system will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico. The exact track of this system will determine exactly what we get, but right now it appears like there'll be a rain-snow line across our region, with a lot of places getting a cold rain and a mix of wet snow, with others seeing all wet snow, especially across the higher terrain, as temperatures reach into the middle and upper 30s. Either way, it'll start to dry out on Sunday with leftover snow showers back into the lower 40s and staying in the 40s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a steady stream of moisture lifting northward out of the Gulf of Mexico will continue to fuel heavy rains and thunderstorms along a front stretched from the central Gulf to the mid-Atlantic. The front will be slow to press south and east over the next couple of days, leading to repeated rounds of intense rainfall for some locations. The greatest threat for any flash flooding will be over portions of the lower Mississippi Valley, although flood advisories and flood watches have been issued for a large part of the southeast. Although a melting snowpack combined with heavy rains will heighten the risk for flash flooding across the upper Tennessee Valley and the central Appalachians as well. Meanwhile, conditions will become increasingly wet out west as a Pacific front approaches the coast. Rain should reach the Pacific Northwest and Northern California by late tonight and then spread inland across a large portion of the Intermountain West and Northern and the Central Rockies into the day tomorrow. And Tropical Cyclone Pam is located approximately 680 miles northwest of Fiji with 75-mile-per-hour winds. The cyclone has tracked slowly south-southeastward over the last 6 hours and is expected to stay well west of the island. Winds, though, are expected to increase with gusts up to 185 miles per hour possible by tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 3 below 0 at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds with showers developing and highs in the upper 40s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 72, set in 1977, and the record low, 0, in 1996. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening at 6:55 p.m., 11 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today, with highs reaching the lower to middle 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by sunset, highs in the mid-40s. A steadier rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with showers possible tonight, especially in the Catskills, and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with the chance of showers by dark and highs in the mid-40s. Rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with highs reaching the middle 40s. Cloudy with a few showers possible tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, back to sunshine breezy, relatively mild in the mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 30s on Thursday, partly sunny in the lower 40s on Friday, a good chance at rain or wet snow across the area on Saturday in the upper 30s to around 40, leftover snow showers lower 40s Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.